Man, I love those Lee Konitz lines like that. That's a tune by Lee Konitz, played by the Steve Tressler Group. Konitz based his tune called Carrie's Trance on the standard All the Things You Are. You may have recognized the chords flitting by. Steve Tressler on tenor sax and Ingrid Jensen on trumpet. Dan Kramlich was the pianist with John Hamer on bass and Steve Korn on drums. Carrie's Trance. Hello, welcome to Jazz Northwest, our Sunday survey of the regional jazz scene. My name's Jim Wilkie. Today we're going to be talking a bit about the upcoming Ballard Jazz Festival, which starts up on Wednesday and runs through Saturday. Lots of great music coming your way, and very accessible, too. Accessible not only from the standpoint of what you have to pay for it, but also from the standpoint of listenability. You're going to enjoy a lot of the music being played in Ballard Wednesday through Saturday next week. One of the people who's featured is a guy by the name of Corey Christiansen, who has played the Ballard Jazz Festival before. An extremely skilled guitarist, he is also a music publisher and a composer and quite active on the guitar scene. He will be playing at the Guitar Summit on Thursday night, and he also will be playing during the Ballard Jazz Walk. And for more information on any of these artists I'll be talking about, see the BallardJazzFestival.com website for more information. Corey Christiansen plays a tune here called Outlaw Tractor. And I don't know if you ever saw the video or not, but sometime just Google the words Tractor Jazz, and you'll find a video of this, I think it was a Swedish group, playing Sweet Georgia Brown, accompanied for a rhythm section by a farm tractor, which is sitting there going, chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga. It's a perfect rhythm section. They really swing out on it. I don't know if this is what Corey Christiansen had in mind when he wrote this tune, but he calls this Outlaw Tractor. And Corey's on guitar with David Halliday, the saxophonist, Pat Bianchi, organ, Matt Jorgensen on drums, and Outlaw Tractor. Yeah, I can sort of hear it chugging along there. Pop-de-pop. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
That's Jay Thomas and the Boogaloo Band there. That's Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes. They're known as for their playing of a couple of tunes with Cantaloupe in the title. That was Herbie Hancock's Cantaloupe Island. They also play Cantaloupe Woman by Grant Green. Jay Thomas on trumpet and tenor and alto saxophone, soloing on alto there. John Hansen piano, Adam Kessler on drums, and Chuck Kissler on bass. From the album The Cats, Neo Boogaloo from Jay Thomas. One of the groups is going to be playing at the Ballard Jazz Festival. And also the Corey Christiansen Quartet heard before that. Corey is also playing at the festival on guitar night. We heard him doing a tune called Outlaw Tractor. And along with Corey Christiansen, David Holliday, the saxophonist, Pat Bianchi, organ, and Matt Jorgensen on drums from Corey's album Outlaw Tractor, the title song. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here on a Sunday afternoon. Nice to share some music with you. I want to mention a few highlights from the coming week, jazz-wise. Certainly, the Ballard Jazz Festival is a big one, Wednesday through Saturday. Today, the Jazz Police are playing this afternoon at 3 o'clock at Tula's, and the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra is there tonight at 7:30. Also, Eugenie Jones, winner of this year's Northwest Recording of the Year in the Earshot Awards, is going to be performing at the Marine View Church in Tacoma at 5 o'clock this afternoon. David Marriott Big Band plays Monday night at Tula's. Chris Speed Trio is going to be in town to play at the Royal Room on Tuesday night. Wednesday night, Diana Krall has a one-nighter at the Paramount Theater, and it's also opening night for the Ballard Jazz Festival, with the Brotherhood of the Drum being celebrated at Connor Burns. Dana Hall, Ted Poor, and a group called Cavity Fang are featured at Connor Burns on Wednesday night. The festival continues on Thursday with the Guitar Summit, also at Connor Burns, and that features Corey Christiansen, Mimi Fox, and Greg Belisle. Also on Thursday night, a Jeanette West Quartet will be at the Eastside Jazz Club's monthly event at the Marriott Courtyard Hotel in Bellevue. Note that's a new date and a change in artist Thursday for Jeanette West for the Eastside Jazz Club at the Marriott Courtyard in Bellevue. Sonando Great Latin Band will be playing at Tula's on Thursday night. The Ballard Jazz Walk, Friday night. They've added some bands over the initial release. There are now going to be 22 bands playing at 11 different venues. So one ticket allows you to visit all of those different venues, and any and all of them will be open on Friday night, starting at about 6:30 and running till after midnight. It's a great event, the Ballard Jazz Walk along Old Ballard Avenue up to Market Street and a few places around the area. 22 different locations, one ticket gets you into all of them for the Ballard Jazz Walk on Friday night. Great fun. Also on Friday night, Michael Moore Quartet will be at the Royal Room. Mark Seals has a CD release party for his new CD. They'll be playing at Tula's on Friday night. And Saturday is the Ballard Jazz Festival's main stage event, wrapping up the festival with Sonny Fortune, the featured artist, accompanied by the George Colligan Trio up from Portland. Chano Dominguez duo will open that event. That takes place at the Nordic Heritage Museum on Saturday night. Also Saturday, Bill Ramsey's Birth of the Cool Band, a nine-piece band, will be playing the original music by Gil Evans, John Lewis, Jerry Mulligan, and others at Boxley's in North Bend, Bill Ramsey's Birth of the Cool Band. And Susan Pascal Quartet will be playing at Tula's on Saturday night. Lots of good jazz coming up in the coming week. We're sampling today some of the music played by artists who will be appearing at the Ballard Jazz Festival. Next up is George Colligan, who will be playing on the Ballard Jazz Walk with a quartet, and he'll also be heading up the trio backing the great Sonny Fortune in the Saturday night main stage concert. George Colligan, very active on the New York scene for quite a while, now resides in Portland, where he's on the faculty of Portland State University, the music faculty there. This is from his brand new album just out. Larry Grenadier on bass and Jack DeJohnette on drums are backing George Colligan in this piece, his original composition titled Waiting for Solitude. Thank you. Thomas Marriott Quartet. Beautiful sound there from Thomas and Bill Anschel piano, Jeff Johnson bass, and Matt Jorgensen on drums playing Detour Ahead. That comes from the CD Flexicon. Thomas Marriott, one of the artists who's appearing at the Ballard Jazz Festival and participating in the Jazz Walk Night on Friday night. George Colligan, heard before that, also playing on Jazz Walk, as well as accompanying Sonny Fortune on the Saturday night main stage concert. He was joined by Larry Grenadier and Jack DeJohnette in the preceding piece, doing an original composition titled Waiting for Solitude. George Colligan. This is Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here. We're previewing the upcoming Ballard Jazz Festival, which runs Wednesday through Saturday next week around Old Ballard. The Jazz Walk is always a fun feature at the festival. This year, 11 different venues sporting 22 different bands playing on Friday night. It's like 52nd Street back in the 40s when the street was alive with jazz from one end to the other. We will be listening next to another group that is appearing at the Ballard Jazz Walk. Solo performance here by Mimi Fox, and Mimi is also going to be playing on guitar night as well. A wonderfully talented guitarist who makes her home in the Bay Area. I believe she lives in Oakland, and she has a number of recordings out. She's a friend of many Northwest musicians and enjoys playing here. It'll be nice to have her back in town. One of her most recent albums is titled Standards Old and New, and it's a solo album, and she ranges all over the place as far as source material is concerned, ranging from Woody Guthrie to the Beatles and beyond. Here's a tune by Wes Montgomery, played solo by Mimi Fox. This is 4/6. Thank you. Featured artist at the Ballard Jazz Festival, that's Sonny Fortune on alto sax, and he was heard here in a 1994 recording with Kirk Lightsey on piano, Buster Williams on bass, and Billy Hart on drums, playing music of Thelonious Monk. Trinkle Tinkle, the name of that tune. Sonny Fortune, who will be featured Saturday night on the main stage concert with the George Colligan Trio and Chano Dominguez, opening up in a duo setting with vibist Marina Albero. And that's at the Nordic Heritage Museum on Saturday night next week, wrapping up the Ballard Jazz Festival. So hope to see you there. Lots of good stuff going on at Ballard Jazz Festival. For more information, ballardjazzfestival.com. Mimi Fox was the guitarist heard before Sonny Fortune. She played solo on Wes Montgomery's tune 4 on 6, and she'll be playing at the Guitar Summit as well as the Ballard Jazz Walk. A time for just one more on today's Jazz Northwest. We're going to hear a tune from Mark Seals' brand new CD. Mark Seals is going to be playing a CD release party on Friday night at Tula's. And from the CD, which is titled American Songs Volume 2, Blues and Jazz, we'll be listening to the Sunset Blues with Mark Seals' keyboards, Fred Hamilton guitar, Dave Capteen on bass, and Gary Hobbs on drums. Mark Seals at the keyboards, and music from his new CD, American Songs Volume 2, Blues and Jazz, which includes some of Mark Seals' own compositions, like that one called Sunset Blues, as well as some standards by John Coltrane, Wayne Shorter, and others. With Fred Hamilton on guitar, Dave Kaptein playing electric bass, and Gary Hobbs on drums, Mark Seals at the electric keyboard. And music from his new CD and a CD release party Friday night at Tula's this coming week. I'm Jim Wilkie. That wraps it up for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope to see you around the Ballard Jazz Festival next weekend. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. Next week, we'll be back with music from a concert we recorded with Kendra Shank and John Stoll at the Seattle Art Museum. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community